Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Seven after the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program presents our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, Talk Radio Review. Jay Kirshner is with me. Jennifer is ill this week. Jennifer Horn normally would join us here for these discussions. And from time to time, we'll get talk radio hosts from other stations, some of the stations that are carrying the program, to visit with us to have their thoughts, their comments about what's going on in the world of news talk radio. This list is prepared by Talkers Magazine every week and appears on their website, talkers.com, and also at dougsteffen.com. You can go through the stories at your leisure. You can listen to this. Amazing how people, Jay Kirshner, as I said, is with me, how people, Jay, listen and they, let's say they record the program, they stop after, let's say I've gone through the top 10 or I'm going through the top 10, and at number 6, they stop. And they come up with people. I've heard from people. They sort of do their own talk show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just kind of. That's fine. Use it any way you want. This is here for you to listen and learn, if you will, and participate as well with us. How do they register or chime in on social media, Jay?
With the different top ones that are going on?
Anything. Anytime anybody's got anything to say to us that they want to share, since we don't really take telephone calls for any number of reasons, but if people want to express themselves, since you've been here to really perk this all up, we've gotten every week hundreds of comments from people all around the country and around the world who listen to this program, because you can listen to it on CRN.com. You can hear it on TuneIn, et cetera, et cetera. Any number of radio stations that carry it on the iHeart channel as well. So there's input from everybody, and people, they want to be heard.
For sure. And there's no doubt about it that of all of the conversations happening this week, the biggest is gun control, gun reform, gun responsibility, the Second Amendment. That has been really the biggest hot topic of all conversations happening. And you have a lot of, you have some kind of different name calling, which we typically won't read on, we won't read that stuff on air because there's just no time for that. But there's also so much well thought, well written opinions that regardless of what your opinion is or what side of the aisle you fall on, you can't help but feel like, okay, I may have a different opinion than you do, but I respect that opinion. And you see a lot of that. There's not so much, there's not a lot of fighting anymore. There's a lot more respect being given, and it's just, that is so nice to see. And
that's
so
for our listeners. That's the thing
our
about
listeners,
this program.
Yes.
Yeah, our listeners are like that, not so much with listeners to other programs or social media. I'm encountering some of this stuff because I'm on a few committees in the community that I live in Massachusetts, and there's local blogs with people who are cowards that have things to say, but they don't sign. They use phony names, or they put their names are redacted. So what good is that? Stuff's useless. It's a waste of time. Pay no attention to those things. Ignore them. But they're there. I suppose maybe it keeps people occupied or keeps them from doing something else. If they're acting out on social media, they're not acting out another way. So maybe there's a good that's kind of like the bottle, right? The bottleneck. And taking the cap off and letting some of the steam out. I guess that's partially what it's good for.
I always feel like, you know that saying that we tend to be, not more angry, but the people we're closest with. We do tend to let a little bit
people
of our awfulness out on the people that we trust to let our feelings out and all of that stuff. So I always think when people are just so beyond awful to other people that they've never even met on social media, how do they actually treat the real people in their lives?
Great question. Yep. Food for thought, actually, for a lot of you who might be thinking or maybe have participated in that sort of thing. All right, let's go through the stories and the people list from Talkers Magazine at number 10 on the list. the weather around the country. That's been pretty much a conversation every week for quite a long time, actually.
Yeah. Is it considered extreme weather still when it almost seems to be the normal?
Well, the side of this that I think I brought up once or twice on our weekday program had to do with a study, and I wish I'm going to see if I can find it, because I had it in front of me at one point, and I don't have it in front of me right now. But the study goes back 4 million years, and it shows the research that's been done about what the you can find out from getting into the core of the Earth what the weather was like at any time from 50,000 years to 4 million years to whatever. And apparently the weather on the planet 4 million years ago is exactly like the weather that we're experiencing right now. And hello, there was no gas. Hello, there was no combustible fossil fuel being used. And food for thought anyway. Okay, at number 9, Elon Musk, who's number 10 on the people list, and his Twitter thing. I don't know whether we spend any time. Let me just go through the stories, then we'll go back and we'll pick and choose some of the ones we want to talk a little bit about, Jay. Let's do that. Number 8 on the list is immigration and the insecure border that we have. Number 7, COVID, which is getting kind of a resurgence here and there. Not the serious stuff, but still people are getting sick with it. The war in Ukraine is number 6. The Kavanaugh incident at his home. That's a pretty bad thing. We'll talk about that. Number 5. Number 4, gun violence. Number 3, the January 6th hearing. Certainly a lot of talk about that and deserves some attention. The economy is number 2. And the primaries this past week, how some of the Republicans did unexpectedly, is that a warning to the Democrats, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. On the people list, Elon Musk is at 10, Pukin Putin is at 9, Brett Kavanaugh is at 8, Mitch McConnell 7, Mike Pence 6, Liz Cheney 5, Janet Yellen 4, Chesa Boudin, San Francisco, is number 3, Donald Trump is 2, and Joe Biden is number 1. Plus, during the course of the countdown this week, we'll have a few countdown extras for you, for us to cogitate, if you will, to consider. At 13 past the hour, we get to some of the specifics about the items on the charts right after this.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
So it's great business time for Calitron. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to Balance7.com. That's Balance, the number 7.com.
Back on our Talk Radio Review, a service of the Doug Stephan Good Day program. I'm here with Jay Kirshner. Some of the stories in review, I think number 4 is something that deserves a good deal of attention, Jay. As the latest, this is something as we go into the weekend, this will be discussed over the weekend along with all of the other things, the points of interest. Continuing, I mean, what are we doing about the latest incident? Three were killed. One person was injured, a shooting in Maryland at a manufacturing facility. The exchange of gunfire, state troopers were there, three employees. It's called Columbia Machine. It's in Smithburg, Maryland. The sheriff's office said that the first law enforcement officer showed up on the scene, confirmed how many were dead. A state trooper who exchanged gunfire with a shooter on a road near the attack got hurt a little bit. I guess the suspect is in jail.
In custody at the hospital, yeah. Yeah, right. 23 years old, shot fellow coworkers, killed three, injured one.
It's the same damn story. A white kid, angry about whatever. Did he work there? Is that what the story is? Was he fired or something? And yeah.
Oh, was he fired?
I'm trying to put the reasoning together for why these things happen, and oftentimes this sort of a thing in a specific place comes as a result of somebody feeling aggrieved, feeling like they, you know, all of this gun violence, you can trace it back a lot of times to somebody who's angry at a teacher in a school. They're angry at the doctor because their back doesn't get fixed the way it was supposed to, or it's just all anger, all sort of things that come from people, as I look at it, the naivete
despair
of people thinking that there's perfection. You said I was going to get better. Okay, well, I tried, but I wasn't able to fix what's wrong. Okay, I'm going to shoot you. You know, that kind of stuff. Go ahead.
I don't know, just say with the shooter being in custody, there's just something that when the shooter is killed, it's oftentimes very difficult to figure out what the motive was. Mm-hmm. Why, and especially if that shooter had no prior connection to the venue or the location or the people. And this time, this was a place he worked. These were his colleagues, his coworkers, and he is in custody. So it just feels like there is an opportunity to find out more information from the shooter themselves when they are taken into custody. And I don't know if that's enough closure to make any of this okay. It's not.
Nah.
But sometimes it just to know a why of it or what it was. It just puts more pieces of the puzzle together.
I think most of the time, in this case, by the way, the sheriff and law enforcement were right on it. The state trooper, this is an example of, from what I can tell anyway, looking this over, of the police doing what they were supposed to, which is what we expect. We expect the police who are trained to protect, what is that? Isn't that to, I think on my community's police cars it says to protect and serve. I think it says that on some of the TV show cop cars too. And some of the, I think I've seen it in LA. So, okay, that's your job. That's what you put your life on the line, many officers do every day, and so that's what you sign up for. It's not like you weren't expecting, hopefully, you weren't expecting not to get into a jam from time to time, cause especially these days, that's what's going to happen. That's what you're going to encounter. And I wonder if that's the reason, among others, that not as many good people are getting into the police business, as they say on Blue Bloods, the family business, because they don't want to put themselves in harm's way. You know, sometimes people think of police work as directing traffic and things like that. So, and there are a lot of different aspects to it, and that's one of the problems. The police are expected to do too much. Okay, we continue here on a Talk Radio Review. Stand by.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yeah.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back at 23 after the hour, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day Overview, the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the top 10 stories, most of them anyway, with comments. Jay Kirshner is here to do that with me. Jennifer's out sick. I want to thank Dan DiCrescenzo, who's here in the studios of WRUH. I was going to say WHRU for whatever the reason. Hofstra University is the site this year again of the Talkers Week, the annual convention. So this week, a lot of attention being paid to the radio here and to all the talk show hosts who will be in attendance as we go through the issues of the year from the point of view of those who are doing this for a living. So that's kind of cool. I want to thank Dan and the folks at WRHU for their hospitality here. This is a great radio studio. The number three item on the story list this week is the hearing situation, the updates, the descriptions that went on. I've said on the air, and apparently sort of incorrectly, because I didn't have a lot of the information. And normally when these things go on, Jay, I tune out, because it's usually the same old, same old. But for some reason last night, as I was crawling into bed and thinking about a lot of different things with regard to the radio program, I turned this on, and the hearings were on every channel. Every channel had Liz Cheney and the chairman and the members. But Cheney seemed to have hit her stride and get the attention, a lot of the attention, because of her being a Republican and being so critical of Donald Trump. Here's an excerpt of what she said last night during the hearing.
We don't swear an oath to an individual or a political party. We take our oath to defend the United States Constitution. And that oath must mean something. Tonight, I say this to my Republican colleagues who are defending the indefensible. There will come a day when Donald Trump is gone, but your dishonor will remain.
I understand the psychology of Trump and how he uses whatever tools he has in his own personal closet to get people worked up. There wouldn't be a Donald Trump if there wasn't something wrong. That's the way I look at it. Even though, for me, Donald Trump is the wrong president. Not because of his philosophy or what he's done in terms of some good things to fix problems in the country, but because of his personal demeanor, I think the kind of things, and that's what most people in terms of problems. But looking at the video as that hearing continued, Jay, of these people breaking the glass and climbing in the window and treating the Capitol as if it was just some other building, and the complete disrespect, and them keep calling, you know, they call themselves patriots and real Americans and stuff. That's offensive as hell to the rest of us who don't believe in violence, who are concerned about the way the country. Hey, listen, you think I like Biden? No. Am I going to go to the White House and throw rocks through the window? No. Maybe in part because I'd get shot if I did, but that's not, that doesn't accomplish anything. These people didn't accomplish a thing except embarrass America and embarrass themselves. And so
to have
this, it's you know, you look at the way the rest of the Republicans have sort of gone, and this is what's coming out in the hearings, you know, go to Trump and get him to try to do something, and he didn't. That's what's pretty outrageous. I'm going to talk a little bit when we come back about what Sean Hannity said during these hearings as well. We'll continue on the Talk Radio Review.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others, you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user based on the clinical...
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden is visiting New Mexico to talk about his administration's effort to tackle wildfire. This all comes as residents express anger over how federal officials allow planned burns to spread out of control, leading to the largest blaze in recorded state history. The fire that is currently still burning has destroyed more than 430 homes across 500 square miles since early April, according to federal officials. The U.S. government is buying more monkeypox vaccine as surprising international outbreaks continues to grow. Officials say even though the risk for Americans are low, they are still taking precaution. This is USA Radio News. The Los Angeles City Council ratified a local emergency declaration by Mayor Eric Garcetti to prevent local price gouging amid the shortage of baby formula across the U.S. Under the local emergency declaration, it is illegal for any person or business to sell baby or toddler formula for more than 10%. The price charge prior to the emergency declaration. This is all according to the Los Angeles City Attorney's Office. It's not clear if any other state or city is entering the same declaration. Speaking of California, Cal Fire officials say PG&E had an excessively delayed response that contributed to the initial spread of last year's Dixie Fire in Northern California. It took a troubleshooter 10 hours to arrive. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio now from the folks that are associated with me on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer is out ill this week, so we've got Jay Kirshner, who's always here with me now, and thoughts of sugar plums dancing in their head for Christmas time. I have thoughts of Hannity. I watched, as I was talking, if you're just joining us, we were having a conversation about the number three issue this week on the story list, the January 6th hearings. See, all along, I think the reason that I kind of lost interest in it is because the investigation, which is now part of the discussion, the investigation this committee has done to look into what happened on January 6th, that's where I kind of got lost, because it seemed to have gotten bogged down. But if you watched on Thursday night, the hearings with the various members of the committee and people in the audience who experienced what actually happened on January 6th, I think you get a different picture. I got a completely different picture of what I thought happened, because of the video that hadn't been seen before, because of the prodding of some of the members of the committee. Liz Cheney, obviously, because she's the ranking Republican on the committee and believes that Trump is dangerous, and a lot of people who haven't liked her because of her position on this. But given the fact that she's kind of Republican royalty, the Cheney family, Dick Cheney, her father, was vice president. He was a secretary of two or three different departments, been involved in federal government for a long, long time. I've never really been a fan of his, but that has no bearing on this. I kind of do like her. Got a lot of spunk, and she's smart, and she hit the nail on the head, in my opinion, with the things that she said last night. I'm a strayed Republican. I don't like what's gone on in the Republican Party, and people say, well, where are the real patriots? Where are the real Republicans? You know what? Who says who? You can say that, and you can believe it, and that's swell. But for me, You're not the Republican Party, at least that I grew. You may be today's Republican Party, but what's that going to do for you? And then you can say, well, look at the story list that you went through. Look at what happened this week at the primaries, the seven states, especially in California, where the Republicans made some pretty strong gains. So maybe the Republicans aren't so bad. My response to that would be, as an alternative, the Republicans in many cases, or some cases in California, I guess I'd use that, and if Jennifer Horn were here, she could add to this. The Democrats are so bad in California that anybody looks better than the Democrats. That's kind of the way I'm looking, at least in some of the states, like the primary that on the people list, Jay, the recall DA in San Francisco, Chesa Boudin.
Oh, yeah. That was shocking for a lot of people who were witnessing. But even look at how we talk about the political parties always fighting. It's always the right versus the left, the left versus the right. But it's happening within the parties themselves. You have the right versus the far right, the left versus the far left. And it just seems like everybody is just so combative anymore, even within their own political parties.
Well, there's so much combat, mostly because of social media. I mean, look at the stuff that came out in the hearings that has been a result of what was recorded by social media, things, comments that were made, videos that were made, things that we might not have seen otherwise. And you see the anger, and you hear the vitriol. And one guy, I remember, he was interviewed by some news guy, and he said, I'm here, I'm standing up for my country, and I'll give my life if I have to. What are you giving your life for? What is it that you think is going on? Because Trump, you think, was robbed of the election? Listen, pal, Trump wasn't robbed. And if he was, it was his own fault. As much of a conspiratorialist as I can be from time to time, and I'm sure there's plenty, you know, all the talk about voter violation, all of the irregularities in voting, and people being disenfranchised, they can't vote because they don't have identity, or, you know, they need to have a mail-in ballot. All of that stuff is nonsense as far as I'm concerned. I'm holding with the traditionalists who say, take a ballot, a paper ballot, fill it out, bring it to the box and put it in so you know your vote actually counts. That's what I do, and that's what a lot of people I know do, and you should insist on that because that's really the only way you know that people can't fiddle the mail ballots. Are you kidding? That's the biggest source of any kind of ripoff you can possibly. How do you know who's opening the mail and what they're doing with your vote? Even if there are people watching, there's all kinds of skullduggery that's gone on. And these damn voting machines, these electronic computers supposedly, there's always a problem with them. So, you know, you can listen to people say that voters are being like Georgia, being disenfranchised. I think that's a lot of poppycock. That's just not the way it really, in my world, anyway, because I'm not living in the world with others, but I can tell you there's a common sense component to this. Common sense dictates to most people who have any that you ought to be able to prove who you are to vote, and you ought to be able to go into a voting booth, cast your ballot, and make sure that it's been counted. I think that's what the American way is all about, and that's what's required. Yeah.
Not more than once.
Right. Well, I've done that a couple of times, but to make a point. As you know. I was talking, to go back a little bit to the discussion about the hearings. So I was watching Sean last night, and I was taken back. I actually found myself listening to him and agreeing with his point. He's not disagreeing with the findings of the hearings, but he is suggesting that there's another component to it which they are not taking up, or at least you haven't heard this so far, and that's where was everybody else? Okay, so the Capitol Police are looking for help. Where was it? Why didn't Nancy Pelosi or the Sergeant-at-Arms or other people? Nancy Pelosi is supposedly a Speaker of the House in charge of that building, in reality. So she was hiding in her office. She got to pick up the phone and say, hurry up, get the National Guard here. Hurry up, get the police. There's no evidence that she did. There's no evidence that anybody did. So that brings to light a couple of questions. One, did they want this to happen so they could make Trump look bad? Or are they just so incompetent that they don't know what to do when faced with something like this. I think there's probably a little of both.
Or did everybody think somebody else was going to do it, so then they didn't?
Right.
And even the people who went inside, again, like you mentioned, people were breaking windows and, you know, crawling in, and that's definitely trespassing. That's breaking and entering. But then you have the people who were, they just walked through the door because they were permitted to do so at that point, after a certain point. And you also kind of can't blame the security and police officers when they were given the, that was what they were told to do, to kind of more so protect everybody else, so people didn't, more people didn't lose their lives from rioting and all of that. So it's just, it's so messy. It is so dang messy.
It is messy. Yeah, it's very messy. But I do think that the questions that Sean asked about who was not, you know, okay, so one group didn't do their job, so that kept everybody else from doing their job. In essence, that is a good question, frankly. And that's what rings the bell. Okay, so, you know, Sean's going to have to do something to oppose what Liz Cheney and the committee is doing. And he came up with a pretty good one. I think with that question, it is a good question. And it'll be interesting to see if these hearings, as they continue, deal with that. Hopefully they will, so that it won't look like a one-sided hatchet job. But I'll tell you, Trump looked really bad as they went through some of the video, some of the things, and the testimony of the people in government who were Trump people, people that were in the cabinet, people that were in the White House as, you know, staff, all of them, his family was on him to go public and get these people to calm down. Instead, he threw gasoline on the fire with the comments, you know, that you heard. And so in my mind, frankly, I know this is not going to be popular with a lot of people who are listening. That this stuff completely disqualifies Trump from ever running again for anything, in my mind. Not that I'd vote for him anyway, but these sorts of things are not, this is not appropriate. This doesn't move America ahead. You can think that, you know, Biden's a boob and he's destroying the country, and I might not disagree with you too much. I don't know if he's not destroying the country, but he's not doing, he's not a good leader. In my mind, he may be. I used to. we keep having this waterfall every 4 years of who. I've said this many times. I don't think there's been a good president. I think Clinton was a pretty good president, despite all of his personal foibles. I loved Ronald Reagan. Mm-hmm. But after that, George Bush was a bumbling boob, and going into Iraq was the worst decision made by a president in decades, as we found out. And so from that point and his stumbling and bumbling, I don't think Obama was any great shakes. I think there was too much one-sided focus on things that ought to have had a more universal approach to him. I think he's a likable guy. I think George Bush is a likable guy. I don't think Donald Trump is a likable guy, but we tend to, you know, some of the presidents we've had, you go back to Richard Nixon, he was hated.
Oh, yeah.
nobody liked him. And, you know, so you think about, it's not likability here that we're talking about. It's, can you get the job done? And Nixon actually did some things, although he was a despicable cur. He got some things done. I think Trump got a lot done, frankly.
He did.
He's also a despicable cur, personally, anyway. And I don't, Biden's not a despicable cur. He's a nice, kind of good guy, but he's a horrible president. Awful. Ay, ay, ay. All right, let's continue with this in a few moments.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with the overview, the list of the stories for this week of June 6th to the 10th, according to Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists at DougSteffen.com and at Talkers.com. At number 10, the weather, the elements of extremity, if you will. Look at all the things that happened in New Jersey during the past week. The number 9 item on the story list has to do with Elon Musk. At number 8, immigration, border security, that sort of thing. It seems to be almost a natural here every week. COVID is 7. Russia and the war are number 6. The Kavanaugh incident's number 5. Gun violence is 4. January 6th is 3. That's zoomed back up in my mind to a very important position. I'll tell you why during the course of our countdown. The economy is number 2 and the primaries number 1. Those are the stories this week, according to Talkers Magazine. So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7, dot com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The People List from Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen here going through a list. My name is not on the list. At number 10, the name on the list is Elon Musk, for rather obvious reasons. Number 9, most of the people on the list are here for obvious reasons. Vladimir Putin is at number 9. Brett Kavanaugh is at 8. Mitch McConnell at 7. Mike Pence at 6. Liz Cheney is 5. Janet Yellen is 4. Sessa Bodine is 3. Donald Trump is 2. Joe Biden is 1. As you can imagine, I don't know if you've been watching these hearings. I have a renewed interest, if you will, in them, given some of the input, some of the videos, some of the things that have gone on this past week in the hearings. So, I mean, it's obvious that's why Donald Trump is at number 2 and Liz Cheney is at number 5. So those things all get explored as we go through our Talk Radio Countdown show. You have friends here on the Talk Radio Review and on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Doug and Jay Kirshner with the overview of some of the stories. We'll continue this. We have two pieces of the pie here, the official Talk Radio Countdown show with Michael Harrison. Jay and I will do that because Michael's wrapped up in the convention, the annual Talkers Convention here this week at Hofstra University. I'm in the studios of WRHU. Great facilities, great. This is, if you've got anybody in your family or friends interested in going to school for communication, television, radio, this is the premier place in the country for that sort of thing. That and there are a couple of good schools in Boston. There's one, but this is a good school. Okay, so Jay, I'm going to get away from the hearings a little bit. Talk about the econ. Well, actually, no, I really want to talk about the primaries this week. We touched on the DA being recalled in San Francisco. There was an attempt earlier to, it seems to me, or maybe the movement is flourishing, but hasn't gotten anywhere yet, to recall the DA in Los Angeles, who's as much of a boob as Boudin is. And you just wonder again, we've gotten so extreme. One of the reasons is because people don't vote in primaries. So the primary season now continues through September. States here and there, there were 7 this past week. I think there are more, maybe not as many as 7 until we get closer to the fall in any given group of states. But for heaven's sakes, if you feel strongly about some of the things you've heard the narrative here with us and how strongly we feel about it. Hopefully you feel strongly as well, because it's your future. It's your country. I don't want to sound kind of like a professor here, but if you don't know that the primaries are more important than the final election, then you don't understand how the system works. The system needs to have your input to weed out the crazies. That's why we've got Marjorie Taylor Greene and AOC and some of these other nutbirds, because they make it through the primaries because nobody's really paying attention. Anyway, it's where are we? At 10 before the hour. Thank you, Jay. This is the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review, an overview of what's going on. And with me, I'm Doug Steffen. With me is Jay Kirshner, who's the queen of social media. And every week we have on the Doug Steffen Good Day program lots of comments from social media. So we thought we'd go through the top 10 comments this week from social media as relayed to us on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So what do we have? What's the comment that's at number 10? These are sort of random, I guess, anyway, Jay, right?
Yeah, a lot of thoughts on the Second Amendment and different mass shootings. Colleen Maxey Smith says, there's something terribly wrong with our people. Why are people killing our own people? I feel like there's something we're missing here. It's the quote-unquote why. Now all I'm trying to figure out is the safest and best country I should spend the rest of my life.
Uh-huh. All right, number two on the top 10 comments.
Oddball says, maybe stop reporting on it until all of the facts have been gathered. At this point, it just feels like it's fear-based for political reasons. The details seem to fade away after a couple of days or until there's something else to cause fear in the masses.
Yeah, well, that's something else to cause fear is there for sure. All right, number three, another comment.
Dave Evernham says, stop putting it all over social media, giving other quote-unquote nut jobs an idea. And to tie in with this one, Linda Sanchez says, I agree, people are copycats.
That's for sure. So that would be number three and number four. You have another item?
No, that's number three.
Is that number three? All right, put it together. All right, keep going.
John Pericle says, there are more shootings. Crazies attract more crazies. Studies prove it. But drum roll, they wouldn't be able to do it without guns.
Mm-hmm. So he wants to take all the guns away, it sounds like. Anyway, take guns away from people. Okay. Let's have all the comments. The top 10 comments pretty much all are focused on gun violence and the situation, which, by the way, is number 4 this week on our countdown.
That was definitely the hottest topic this week. Some other comments are about the high school graduation speaker who had an anti-gay marriage speech, where Dan Meyer says, "It seems as though there is no rule for what is out of bounds for any entity, special interest, or venue anymore. Workplace, entertainment venues, schools, libraries, all seem to be inappropriately used to collect people to certain platforms."
That's freedom of speech, Jay. Didn't you know that? That's all freedom of speech. That's what people are hiding. But I want to tell you what I think. Okay. Well, we have a radio program based on that. There's a lot of radio based on that, and television as well. So these people now have a platform through social media. All right, what's number 7 on the list?
Greg Donahoe says, "It's hard to say in this case regarding the commencement speaker. I don't think it was hateful. He's an alumnus of the school who stayed in the region, made a successful business, and serves on the board of an organization helping people with disabilities. These addresses are for the invited speaker to share what they feel has made them successful. It strikes me there is way too much attention on these comments. I doubt the media would care one iota about a school in a town with a population of 560 souls in central Ohio if it wasn't feeding some outrage machine. Doug lived in the region for a good chunk of his life, so I'd be interested in hearing his perspective on this," which we just got.
Yeah, beat you to the punch. All right, number 8 in terms of top 10 comments.
Krista Ann says, "Listening this morning on the mass shootings here in Ames, Iowa last week, a man went to church and killed 2 young women who attended Iowa State University and then turned the gun on himself. It's a senseless act and encourages people to keep praying."
It's cowardly. I think that's a better way. That's the way I'd put it anyway. All right, comment number 9 of the top 10.
Maria Heritage says that, this is regarding gas prices now, that she's tired of hearing everybody talk about how high the gas prices are and why they keep, or how they keep raising. She wants to know why it's happening and what anybody is doing to stop it.
Nobody's doing anything to stop it because we don't have any good leadership. And we have energy companies gouging everybody. So you've got the Russian problem connected to a Middle Eastern problem. And now we have, it's like a perfect storm, frankly. All right, what's number 10? What's the last comment in the top 10?
At Deb One Keller tweeted us that she is tired of paying for gas when she's making minimum wage and the gas prices are more than that.
Mm-hmm. I know somebody who travels 20 miles in each direction, works on minimum wage, drives an old Ford pickup truck that gets about 7 miles to a gallon. I get it. I don't know how they do it either, frankly. And that's something to keep in mind, in my mind, when you go to the ballot box the next time. That's a very important component of our economic well-being. All right, Jay, good. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, top 10 comments this week from social media on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.